Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, changing gears just a little bit. Last night, Sona, we were speaking about it, the feeling that Cyril Ramaphosa may be being almost a spectator in his own party. I was completely underwhelmed. I had to force myself to watch it. I just really just didn't have the energy. But let's bring you rather the experts on it. President of Action South Africa, Action SA, Herman Mashaba, thank you for taking the time, as always, to speak to us. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much after a terrible night of listening to Nosona last night. Really quite disappointing. At the time when people are dying of this pandemic, this virus, and the president has added additional virus of a long-term nature to us, and just stand in front of this nation and literally say nothing that we've not really heard before.
No, we haven't heard about Fynbos before. We haven't heard that. Yeah. I mean, that's a new thing, that we've got to burn everything down every 20 years and then grow, what, knee high, because that's how high a Fynbos reaches. I didn't love the metaphor. What did you think?
It's interesting, my daughter and I, as we were watching, we said, when last is the president now a poet? Do we need poetry? Yeah, yeah. Do we need poetry in times of this real hardship? And, you know, this morning I retweeted someone who says Cyril Ramaphosa has got the most difficult term of office. And I said, I totally disagree, because actually the President Ramaphosa has got the simplest of all the jobs, because he's a witness for the last 27 years. He's been in the inner circles of the ANC for the last 27 years. So he knows of all the mistakes. He knows of all the corruption. He knows of all the maladministration. And Cyril Ramaphosa had a mandate, particularly from the private sector, gave him a billion rands to lead this country, but he failed to. Corruption under his watch is worse than it was under Jacob Zuma. Our country it's on an autopilot, which is actually quite unfortunate. You know, my view, you know, and sense is that there's three things that I think I'm taking out of President Cyril Ramaphosa. Is either Cyril Ramaphosa is delusional, or he's taking us as South Africans for fools, or us South Africans, we are fools. It's one of the three. I can't really, that's how I see this president. There's something wrong with him, or he's taking us for fools, or perhaps we are fools as South Africans, because for 27 years, we can believe the same lies, that we can witness people looting people, raping our women, being people, South Africa being the murder capital. Yeah. But we keep on believing this for 27 years. So, I mean, one of the three, as far as I'm concerned, does really apply.
What will it take for South Africans to stop voting for the ANC? Because there's really not much more they can do. There's really not much they can do to alienate voters. But yet South Africans keep coming back.
No, let me tell you something. Fortunate enough, the facts are there. South Africans are no longer voting for the ANC. ANC is it's a dying criminal party and rural. If you look at the election the states, just look at it. See how fast the ANC is dropping. It's now sitting at last the time with CR 17 with over a billion rand, including the state money stolen for their campaign. They got 57%. At one stage, you remember during Thabo Mbeki's era, they were in the 70s. Now they're sitting at 57%. For last elections, they said at 57%. Right now, the polls are out there. The ANC is sitting at 54%.
Interesting.
And 54% based on the people who voted, because majority of South Africans have opted out of voting. 18.3 million South Africans. So most South Africans opted out of voting. So I think we need to get South Africans to go out there like the Americans did. They were not happy for 4 years with the president. They came out in all-time record numbers to vote. That is why one of the three scenarios I've said to you, that it's either the president is dimensional, or he's taking us for fools, or we are fools, because How do we keep on really voting for the same person, or we stay away from voting? We are in such a fortunate position as South Africans to vote criminals out of power. Now we stay out. So the challenge for us, more especially for us as Action SA, is to convince the voters out there, those who felt that they were powerless, to demonstrate their power as individuals. Because out of this 18.3 million voters are made out of each individual voter. So if half of them come out and sits out, because I can assure you, come 2024, ANC will not get 7 million voters, but they can still win.
Yes, because people don't vote. People are going to.
Yes. So people, ANC is not in power today because of people who voted for them. ANC was voted by the rural vote who they've kept ignorant, because it is a shame and a fact that today, 27 years in our democracy, the Bantu education quality is much better than the ANC education. South Africa is just surviving because of the private sector education that's provided to the few. Majority of our fellow South Africans are not really being educated. They are trained to be the nobodies. They are trained to destroy their lives at the very early stages of their lives. And that's really what ANC wants to achieve.
What would you have been happy with last night? What would you have liked to have seen the president say?
First of all, three or four important things. Firstly, I think that the president, the first thing that he needed to address was a clear, unambiguous strategy on the vaccination of South Africans. Our people are desperate. My own sister spoke to her afterwards, who's the nursing sister for the last 40 years. She was really looking forward. She just came out of 2 weeks ago, recovered from COVID. She survived all along. Unfortunately, a month ago, she became a casualty. Fortunate enough, she survived and she's back at work. So she was looking forward to this. So she was really devastated. And it says, that's a mood at the hospital. She works in a private hospital. Right. It's a mood. Everyone is devastated by this news, because they don't know whether the current vaccine, the vaccine that's in this country, we don't know whether they're selling it or they're sending it back or they're going to destroy. The president is talking about bringing 80,000 next week. I don't know if there's 80,000. Do they buy it online or what? We don't. Yeah. So there's no clarity. There's no clarity on the vaccination. So firstly, secondly, one of the most critical things, that if you want to destroy the country, destroy the rule of law, our country's constitution is under attack by Jacob Zuma and Cyril Ramaphosa. Let me tell you why I'm saying Cyril Ramaphosa is also directly complicit to this. In 1996, when we, South Africa, signed our constitution, Cyril Ramaphosa, you remember very well, he became the hero of the world. He became an international star, invited by big governments all over the world, sharing the miracle of the constitution that came out of South Africa. Here is the man today who just signed an oath of office to protect our constitution. He's letting Jacob Zuma violate it and point a finger at it. Ever since that, President Cyril Ramaphosa has never said anything. If Cyril Ramaphosa was a man of conscience, was a man of morality and value, I think he was the first man to call President Jacob Zuma to order, to say, you are not going to do this under my watch, because I'm the first I'm the first citizen of this country. I committed myself to protect this constitution. What Cyril Ramaphosa is doing is more concerned about ANC unity than anything. And now, you and I, as South Africans, we are concerned. Is Jacob Zuma going to appear the next week at the Zondo Commission? Is Cyril Ramaphosa going to cover up for him? Because
what do you say? Give him time and space. Well, that's not awarded to citizens if you summoned to a court of law. You know, you follow your legal rights. It's not about giving somebody space.
No, let me tell you why Jacob Zuma's matter is really quite crucial. Because Jacob Zuma is a former president who's earning a massive package on a monthly basis, paid by our hard-earned taxes. So through the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. So this is the man now who's now pointing a middle finger at the Constitution. But we are expected as hard-earned taxpayer to pay him. I mean, this is totally unacceptable. Jacob Zuma is not just an ordinary citizen who can break the law. Someone who the taxpayer pays and pays the millions every year. And I think Cyril Ramaphosa had the responsibility to say to this nation, I will, with the first sitting of parliament, one item that I'm going to table is to ensure that we rescind all the benefits that this man gets in the event that he violates our constitution. Because our constitution is very important, because you will destroy a nation. When it comes to economic turnaround strategy, for as long as Cyril Ramaphosa is in a relationship with COSATU and so-called South African Communist Party, I can tell you his hands are tied. Because COSATU and the South African Communist Party, they prefer to see people poor, dependent on the state. The Cyril Ramaphosa will never come out with progressive, business-friendly policies, because his partners to put him into power are not going to let him adopt policies that can really grow the economy. So whatever he was saying, it was part of his poetic situation. Mm. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm devastated, I'm disappointed. But at the end of the day, you know what? In fact, it says to me, Herman, work even harder to ensure that we can unseat this criminal organization out of power in a democratic fashion.
Well, I have to tell you that just hearing that, for me, on a personal level, is inspiring, because I felt so flattened after SONA. It felt so disconnected from what South Africans are really going through, talking about zero emissions in 2050. Well, of course we're going to have zero emissions, because we're going to have no electricity. You know, that is the one thing that I could imagine happening by 2050.
I mean, just imagine the president with the level of corruption that we're talking about, with the limited resources that we've got. He still wants to establish another committee to deal with corruption. Mm. What nonsense is this? It's an insult. I mean, we've got the Zondo Commission. We've got the NPA. We've got the WOCs. We've got SAPS. I was saying to my wife this morning, I'm telling you, we must not be really be surprised when he establishes that commission. It's going to be the chairman of that commission is going to be Ace Mahashul.
Wow. Well, listen, I guess nothing shocks us anymore.
No, I'm telling you. What do we need a commission to deal with corruption? Yeah. We've got law enforcement agencies. Our constitution, it is so clear around that. Let him ensure that we uncapture our criminal justice system.
It's so interesting because, you know, as South Africans, and I consider myself fairly involved, and I read and I debate and I don't just accept things, but I do accept things like that. We're going to have a commission that's going to keep an eye on it. But you're 100% right. We've got phenomenal law enforcement agencies. Just uncapture them, which I guess at least has started to happen. But let them do their jobs, and then we'll sort out this type of corruption.
Absolutely. And the president is the one to lead, provide the political leadership by ensuring that anyone who threatens our constitution calls them to order. He had an opportunity yesterday to stand in front of this nation before giving us the state of the nation to say, you know what, South Africans, I'm concerned about the sovereignty of South Africa. We are not going to allow anyone. I've signed the oath of office to protect this constitution, which I had the privilege and pleasure to go and share it with the people of the world. What Jacob Zuma is actually threatening to do, let him try it. This will be the consequences. Absolutely. You know what would, you know, you can imagine we would have celebrated, would have had, champagne, South Africans would actually be going today. I'm personally right now going to give him an award, as the first, president since 1994 to really provide leadership. He's the weakest of all the presidents. In fact, Jacob Zuma was better as a president than Cyril Ramaphosa.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to agree with you there, but that is where we're going to leave it. Gavin says,
I can give you
give me a reason. I have to, because now I'm going to worry about it all weekend, why you'd make that kind of a statement.
Okay, you know, during Jacob Zuma's leadership, ANC, all their cadres, there were no divisions. There was literally basically one ANC that towed the line, and it was one ANC that were thieves. We know that from the time that Jacob Zuma was elected, he was elected as a thief, as someone who steals. That's why he got surprised when South Africans started questioning his behavior. Whereas with Cyril Ramaphosa, he's the man who stands in front, in on top of a thin fence. I don't know, the day is going to fall, it's going to fall so hard because, you know, this fence is getting thinner and higher. And he's just not really prepared to really take a stand to say, look, you know what? Let me provide leadership to this country.
Hmm. All right. I hear it. I absolutely hear it. Gavin says, good morning, Howard. Herman Mashaba has my vote. I love hearing him speak. Lots and lots of very, very, very positive feedback from you. And I think it's important because we spend so much time listening to I'm going to say dishonesty coming out of our government and just words, that it is great to have a very real conversation. Herman Mashaba, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and just keep doing the great work that you are doing.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.